From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Cowboy Clopas.
Any old time you want to come back home, drop me a line and say no more you roam. You had your chance to play the game square. When you left me, sweetheart, you only left a load of care. Now that you're down, I'm gonna stick by you. If you will only say your romance days are through, you'll find me right here, like the day you left me alone. Any old time you wanna come back home. Ah, boy. You're down and out, you say. At first I thought I would tell you to travel on the other way. But in my memory lingers all that you once were to me. I'm gonna give you another chance to prove what you can be. Any old time you wanna come back home, drop me a line and say no more you roam. You'll find me right here, like the day you left me alone. Any old time you want to come back home.
Thank you very much, friends, and a great big welcome to all our Grand Ole Opry visitors. You know, Grant Turner, we've really got a show for the folks tonight. There's Cousin Minnie Pearl.
And the old Hickory Singers.
And Miss Dale Wood.
And Grandpa Jones, along with the entire Opry gang.
And then one, Grant, because we brought along a young feller who hails from down Texas way and who recently became a regular member of the Grand Ole Opry cast, Mr. George Jones. Yes, sir. George is going to be along in just a few minutes, but right now, let's see if we can't get just a little jubilee music from the old Hickory Singers. Here they are.
Down south where the Swanee River flows, down south where the cotton blossom grows, we're going to have a celebration, and so we send that invitation.
Like ducks take to water remind you of?
Well, reminds me of the way pipe smokers just naturally take to Prince Albert smoking tobacco. They love its flavor.
Well, Prince Albert comes by its flavor naturally. You see, nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. And this rich natural flavor is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process. So, with every pipe full, you're sure of getting natural tobacco taste plus cool, mild comfort.
Pipe smokers like the way PA is crimp cut to pack neat and firm, smoke smooth and long burning. No wonder Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more pipe smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
Now, all you pipe and Makin's men listening in will find that PA is naturally best for you. So next time, ask for mild, tasty Prince Albert in the bright red tin. See for yourself why Prince Albert is America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
And now, friends, here's that special guest I told you about. Let's see what a great big welcome you can give this good-looking young fellow who sure knows how to sing a fine country song, that Star Day recording artist, George Jones.
Hell yeah!
George, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you very much, Copeland. It's my pleasure to be here.
George, you've got a mighty fine song jumping around these days. It's called You Gotta Be My Baby. How's about singing that one for us?
Again, the pleasure's all mine,
Cole. All right, buddy, let her go.
Oh, you said you was my baby. Now I know that you're my baby, but it seems to me that you've got roving eyes.
All right.
If you wanna be my baby, then you're gonna be my baby. You can't keep a finger in two different pies. I remember how you pleaded when you told me that you needed my love, and I believe without a doubt. So if you wanna be my baby, then you gotta be my baby. You've gotta leave them kissing cousins out. Cause when you're high and stepping, I'm a crawling low.
I get suspicious and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, you've gotta be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine. Was another, so I went and asked your mother if anybody hung around side me. She gave me no satisfaction, so now I can't take no action, but I think that I'll just hang around and say, if you want to be my baby, then you've got to be my baby. You've got to come to me and tell me so. If you're going to be my baby, then you've got to be my baby. I'm tired of waiting around, so let me know. Oh, when you high and stepping, I'm a crawling low.
I get suspicious and I'm gonna tell you so.
If you wanna be my baby, you've gotta be my baby, and be nobody's baby but mine.
Ah, that's mighty fine, George. Say, when you hear Dale Potter and Don Slamon playing away on those old fiddles, you know it's time for an old-fashioned hoedown. So grab your partner and join in to the tune of Mississippi Sawyer.
Turn the bars and left. Hey, back and swing your honey, baby. Swing one that you love best. Hey, come along to the ride and see that bird again. Bird out and the cold in. Go out and couple up again. Oh, swing them high, swing them low. Carrot all season and all you know. Let them go, let them go. Boy, watch that bird fly. Swing them in, swing them out, turn around and turn them out. Let them come on to the right. Oh, whip them up, whip them out.
Almost as well known as the Opry itself is that portion when a spiritual song is sung. Tonight we'd like to do one that's got a little bit of hand clapping in it. We'd like to ask you folks, if you will, to join in with us. Some of the fellows up here on the stage will tell you when. It's on the second chorus we sing. Everybody in the auditorium, join in. Pat your hands real big and loud when the boys do. We hope you enjoy this one titled, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with the devil. Don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
You know, Copas, our opera comedians sure have a knack of rolling in the aisles, don't they?
You bet, Grant, just like Prince Albert has a knack for satisfying Macon's men with the easy way it rolls.
And Macon's men sure like the mild, tasty way P.A. smokes. You see, rodeo owners know that P.A. gives the natural tobacco taste because it's tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And the full flavor of this tobacco is held and heightened by P.A.'s exclusive process.
What's more, P.A. is crimp cut to roll extra easy. It won't blow around nor dribble out the ends.
Fellas, roll your next making cigarette with P.A. and an OCB paper. That's Prince Albert, taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, that sound can only mean one thing. The queen of country music, Miss Del Wood, is about to play us a mighty fine song on the old upright. And it sounds like she's asking, are you from Dixie? very much, Miss Delwood. Well, bless my boots. Here comes a lady we sure have missed lately around the Opry. We've been missing out on all the gossip around town, too. So here she is, neighbors, the gossip of Grinder Switch herself, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy!
Howdy!
Woo! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'm sure proud to get back down here at the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. I've been gone, you know, Cope, I've been gone now on to 6 weeks now.
You have?
I've been out in the West, the Middle West, playing some fair tours out there.
Well, bless your heart.
Some of them folks out there, they're mighty complimentary to me.
They was?
Yeah, they said I was outstanding in my field. Well, in fact, they said that's where I ought to be, outstanding in a field somewhere. They did? No, they made me feel right at home out there. One fella said I was the homeless girl he ever seen in his life. But you know, I want to tell you right now, when I got back home yesterday, I was real proud to see my feller Hezzy. And he was proud to see me, I think, because last night it was raining real hard down home. It was raining so hard he couldn't get over to see me. I couldn't hardly get over there to see him. No fooling. He was doing his fall house cleaning, and I helped him put up some window shades.
Excuse me.
That was my first blind date.
Oh!
And so, well, sir, though, I tell you now, this today when I got ready to come up here, well, I went down to tell him goodbye, and he was hitching up the horse. And I kind of leaned over Ginny's shoulder, and I said to Hezzy, I said, that's what I'd like to be doing, getting hitched. Hezzy said, I'd like the best in the world to do it, Minnie, but I don't believe I got a horse collar that'll fit you. Oh, me. Well, so though, I hate to tell you all this, but I've had an awful hard time about my Uncle Nabob recent.
Yeah,
man. Copas, I hate to tell you this. Me and you've been knowing one another a long time, and it's awful to tell it. I had to go down and get Uncle Nabob out of the police today.
You did?
Yes, I did. They got him.
Oh, no.
Sneaking in the back door of the Moon Picture place down here.
He was?
Yeah, I said, Uncle Nabob, what is you doing sneaking in the back door? He said, well, girl, that is the only way I could get in. Every time I tried to get in the front door, some smart aleck could grab my ticket and tear it up. But, you know, and then last week, before I went on this tour, we went on down to the fair over at Hoenwall, you know, where Rod Brassfield comes from.
Oh, yeah.
And Uncle Nabob got in the worst trouble. They had a rooster down there that laid eggs.
Oh, wow. Oh, no.
They did.
They did.
Yes, and Uncle Nabob wanted to kill him. He was just going to kill that rooster, and the fella that owned the rooster was just mad as hops. He says, what you going to kill the rooster for? Uncle Nabob says, well, now, the women folks has got us men folks doing enough of the women's chores now. Talking about chickens, I don't know whether y'all will believe this or not, but we got a hen down home that every time you wave a red flag in front of her, she'll lay a red egg.
Oh, I don't know that thing at all.
Every time you wave a red flag in front of her, she'll lay a red egg.
What about a green flag?
Well, you wave a blue flag in front of her, and she'll lay a blue egg.
Yes, sir. I don't believe it at all.
I'd have brung her up here and let y'all see her, but some smart aleck waved an American flag in front of her, and she stripped every gear she had. Well, sir, I may not be with y'all very long. I'm going to get me a job. I seen advertised in the paper. It's they want a female letter carrier. That's what I want the job. It's called a postal packing mama. That's what I want to be. That's right. I'm going to be a postal packing mama. That way I'll know I've got my mail in the bag. Bye now. See you next time.
Thank you very much, Cousin Minnie. You know, you just can't beat Cousin Minnie Pearl when it comes to news, and you just can't beat our guest when it comes to some good country music. So, George Jones, we're going to invite you back out again to sing, but just before you do, I'd like to present George with a special award that was made possible by the Cashbox magazine and the annual disc jockey poll. They voted him the most popular and most promising male vocalist of 1956. Here is the plaque right here, the award. Congratulations to you, George. And how about singing this little song?
Hey, Cobb, I'd like to take just a minute out to say thanks to all the many disc jockeys across the land, and also say thanks once again to the Cashbox magazine. We'd like to do our latest release now on Starday Records. I'm going to come get you.
No good for me to keep a wishing. It's no use, cause you I keep a missing. I'm a gonna get up right now. I'm gonna come get you. It does no good for me to keep a lying to myself, and I'm a gonna stop trying. I'm a gonna get up right now. I'm gonna come get you. I'm a gonna come get you. I'm a leaving in the morning. You better be ready. Giving you warning, baby, I don't wanna be let down. This time I'm not playing around. I've been sitting home, thinking and deciding. I made up my mind, there ain't no use of hiding. I'm gonna get up right now. I'm gonna come get you. Home and you went and told your pappy that I couldn't ever ever make you happy. I'm a gonna get up right now and I'm gonna come show you. It's no good for me to keep a lying to myself, and I'm a gonna stop trying. I'm a gonna get up right now. I'm gonna come get you. I'm a gonna come get you. I'm a leaving in the morning. You better be ready. I'm giving you warning. Maybe I don't wanna be let down. This time I'm not playing around. I've been sitting home, thinking and deciding. I made up my mind, there ain't no use of hiding. Now I'm gonna get up right now. I'm gonna come get you.
Thank you, George. Well, sir, I think it's time we called on an old-timer to do a little entertaining for us. Here he is, the old man of the mountains himself, with his five-string banjo, Grandpa Jones, for a little thing.
Well, fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my dandy, fly around my pretty little miss, you almost drive me crazy. Reckon you think my pretty little miss I can't live without you, but let you know before I go, care very little about you. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my dandy, fly around my pretty little miss, can't have none of my candy.
I'd like to kind of go way back and dig out one of the real old tunes we'd like to do for you. I guess you might say that it's one of my top favorites. We hope it's one of yours, too. A little tune that goes something like this, boys.
When the warship left Manila, sailing proudly o'er the sea, deep blue sea, all the sailors' hearts were filled with fond regret. Looking backward to the Ellis Island, where they'd spent those happy hours, happy hours, making love to every pretty girl they met. When up stepped a little sailor with his bright eyes all aglow, all aglow. Said, take a look at my gal's photograph. Then the sailors gathered round him just to look upon her face, smiling face. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. She's my Filipino, baby, she's my treasure and my pet up and pen. Her teeth are bright and pretty, and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino. Oh, boy. I've come back to claim the only girl I love. And that night there was a wedding while the ships gathered round all around. And he wed his little Filipino baby. She's my Filipino baby, she's my treasure and my pet, loving pet, you bet. Her teeth are bright and pearly and her hair is black as jet. Oh, her lips are sweet as honey, and her heart is pure, I know, yes, I know, pure as snow. And he said, I love my dark-faced Filipino.
He'll be bringing along that fine young singer, Carl Perkins. Till then, this is Cowboy Copa saying, thanks for everything, neighbors. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry. Hey!
It's all new. It's the wonderfully different all-new Cavalier cigarette with a new blend. It's the king-size smoke with a king-size taste.
That's right. That's the special wonderful fact you'll notice when you light up a new Cavalier. It tastes just great. It's a really great smoke.
You win plenty with Cavalier's new blend. Plenty of naturally rich taste. Lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easily through the cooling extra length of top crop tobaccos.
Yes, the flavor's all there. Lots of rich, smooth, natural tasting flavor. You enjoy fine taste, puff after puff, and smoke after smoke.
Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful taste experience of all new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold.
When with new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.